Just mistimed the time to eat me biscuit there, but hello everybody, welcome to the Heed on Me podcast. Mark didn't know that I was going to slip a little that in. I could see by his face he wasn't happy.
Didn't give permission for my face to be used in any advertising of the podcast. All right.
Welcome everyone.
Have you got an image contract, Mark? Have you?
I have.
We're going to start with a modeling agency. But no, everybody, thank you for joining us. What a season, as the title of the podcast is. We said at the beginning of the year, if we survived by a point on goal difference or whatever, we would have took that. We've kind of done it in style at the end. Finished 14th in the table and a Wembley appearance yet to come. Unbelievable. I think, you know, I'm in awe of this team. I'm in awe of the management. Everybody at the club needs a massive pat on the back for what's been achieved this year. You know, there was a time when it could have went a little bit off the rocks. People weren't that happy when there was a point deduction. We were sitting there. There was one point. We were 5 points from safety. You know, look, the lads have knuckled down, and what a grandstand finish they've given us, boys.
Very right.
That sums it up. It's crazy, isn't it? You sort of, yeah, you talk about the, you know, January, February, we were feeling a bit under the cosh, and then we end up finishing above, you know, Altrincham and Solihull, who, you know, in most people's eyes, they had good seasons. Yeah, tremendous, yeah. Really.
Yeah, it's just absolutely fantastic.
Did I see a stat that Gates had finished higher than any other promoted side this season? Obviously finished above York, and the two teams that came up, Maidstone and Dorking, so finished above them. I think one thing I would say is that the process, which is obviously something that's been used repeatedly, has been used against the management team at times this season by certain individuals. But you know what? Good managers stick to what they believe in, and good management teams stick to what they believe in. And that's what we're seeing from Mike and Ian, and obviously Louis and Rob and Chris Bell. They've stuck to what's made them one of the most successful management teams in the club's history. Mm-hmm. And has taken them to where they are now. Second management team to take the club to Wembley. You know, secured safety with room to spare. It's been a phenomenal effort. And I think I'm always at pains to talk about money, but, you know, let's be honest, they're working with a budget that's not what some clubs in this level are working with.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just it's really, really amazing. Everything that's happened has been good. I mean, the player development as well that we've had, we've seen, and we'll talk about those players coming up. But we do have a competition. You may see I'm wearing the Patrick merch. If anyone would like to win a T-shirt, I'll just quickly grab this 1 second.
Make sure you get the badge in.
I've got the badge in. Don't worry, there we go. So we've got a T-shirt, still in the wrapping, and a...
What?
Cagoule. So they are both extra large. So to win that, all right, throughout the show, you'll need to enter once. You've got to put hashtag Patrick in the comments. And if there is anybody watching on Twitter, because I realise I've got going out live on Twitter, there isn't actually. So on Facebook, underneath the video, and on YouTube, hashtag Patrick, and that will enter you into the draw, and the draw will look like this. There we go. So no entries at the minute. So you've got all that time. We'll redo it as we go on. And we'd like to thank Patrick as well for reaching out and giving us a bit of merch. Mickey's got his. We've got to get it to Davey yet. And Mark is he's a he's a incognito.
He's an icon, a style icon. He doesn't need any more gear. he's a Stone Island man.
I was talking to, I think it was Mickey and Davey on our WhatsApp group. Darren Walden's put evening lads, and obviously he's got it. I wonder, can he get to Fylde easily off the rig that he's on for when we'll play the away game there? Because obviously it's a home fixture for him, really, isn't it? So we'll get into that. But Mark, you did the hosting last night, the Player of the Year Awards. Great turnout. And I've got the winners here, but we'll start off with this one. Adam Campbell, he's on fire at the minute. He's finished the season in style. Beautiful goals, but it's been the same Adam Campbell all year long. The work rate has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, I think when you look at players of the season, you probably would have Adam in that conversation. I know he didn't win one of those, but I think you look at his assists and his goals as well and his overall contribution to the team, I think he's been phenomenal this season. One of the players that I think we knew could cope at this level because he's played this level and higher. It's one thing saying that, it's another thing doing it. And I just think his enthusiasm, his work rate, his pace, his cleverness on the ball, it's just vital to this side and the way it works. And I think when Adam Campbell's on song, Gateshead are a better side for it.
Well, I'm just going to have a little look here because apparently people cannot do the chat facility on YouTube. Hopefully it works now. See if anyone can have a look if you're on YouTube. See if you can message in. Apologies on that. Yeah, fantastic from Adam Campbell. Boys, I have to see what's been your favourite goal of his this season.
The one at Boreham Wood, actually.
Yeah, it was a beautiful touch at the end, wasn't it?
Whoa. The coming from your own six-yard area, six passes and it's a goal. And it's an absolute stunning finish at the end of it from Will Harris's final pass to him.
You know, Saturday was actually a good goal to flick on. And then and obviously, Mark, David, you were commentating. Yes. I was watching it and you almost knew it was going to go in. You know, the anticipation of, he's going to score here. He's on form.
I think I said it in the commentary. What I really liked is he took it so early that the goalkeeper just couldn't set himself. And he really just had a chance. He sort of caught him, I wouldn't say unawares, but he certainly caught him off guard a little bit. But no, I would say, I think Boreham Wood, that one, the second one's goal of the season for me. I know, as I'm sure you got to say there, Dave, but I know Connor won it. For his goal this season, but I just thought that breakaway goal kind of summed up what this side's about for me.
I certainly have to find where. No, that's the pie picture. I haven't got them actually written down.
I mean, it's you know, we talked about the troubles and the fact that we got out of a relegation issue, but we did it the right way as well. We did it playing good football as well, and we stuck to that. I know, Mark, you talked about being a process, you know, for club talking about process, but we did. We stuck to it, and it worked. And you know, we were a good footballing team. Often mentioned in the same as Notts County, as one or two opposing managers mentioned. So, yeah, it's got to be a good accolade for Mike and his backroom staff.
Yeah, well, hopefully now, if people refresh on YouTube, the chat should be enabled. I had clicked something in the build up to this and it took it off, but hopefully it's back on now. Now, let's see. Well, we're on the subject of the obviously players. We'll go into this one. How can you not talk about this man? How can you not love this man? Camille Conter. I mean, I get this name, Mark, sometimes get to see him before the game, before the ground's even opened, when he's walking around and he's picturing himself on the pitch doing things. You know, when he's by himself in his own zone, got his headphones in. His preparation is quite something, isn't it, Mark?
It is, yeah. And his enthusiasm and his... his ability is just ridiculous as well. He's confident but not arrogant. He's very much a confident lad, knows what he can do. It's just ridiculous as well. I think he could be anything he wants to be. I really do.
Yeah. Right. Well, the comments are back on the chat facility. It's working now. But Camille is just absolutely, I would say, he's seen by his celebrations. He loves it here. He's seen by his post last night. his comments about the club and the fans, that how they've, you know, helped him settle in, and you know, he's just made it his own, and he's done absolutely fantastic. We've got more, obviously, because Mark can't stay all the whole show, so I could
go quite emotional as well.
Yeah,
yeah, good luck to him as well in his career. He's going to go places, isn't he? So lads, who did you pick as player of the year? Obviously, we've seen the two there, the supporters player and the players player. Who did you go for? Over to you, Davey.
I went Ethan Pye. I think he's like Camille. He's developed massively. Obviously, started the first five or six games as left back, then moved into centre back, and he's just looked, you know, fantastic. Even when he's been called upon at left wing back, he's really, you know, commanded that position and drives forward with the ball. I think Stockport County would be a fool's not to look at him in pre-season to put him in the first team.
Yeah.
I know he's earmarked for the first team, I was told yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Mickey, what about you? Who would you went for?
I went for Robbie Tinkler.
Aye.
Robbie Tinkler hasn't had a bad game for me.
Yeah.
It's been a model of consistency for me. I know Ethan Pye's been good as well. I'm not going to deny that. Campbell's been good. But yeah, for me, Conte. I think Conte as well, obviously. But I honestly went for Robbie Tinkler. I thought he's been outstanding all season.
Yeah.
What about you, Mark? Who did you...
Well, probably the first and only time I'll ever say this, but I agree with Mickey. I think Tinks has made excellence a little bit boring, because I think he's been brilliant all season. And he's got to this stage, and this is a lofty comparison, I realise, but kind of a bit like Dennis Earle used to be in the old Man United sides, where he was just 7, 8, 10 every week. I think he's been phenomenal throughout. I think even when there were sort of sticky patches in the form, I think it was always Tinks that you sort of relied on to try and help them through. I think he's become even more of a leader this season. And for me, he's probably would be one of the first teams on the team sheet. If I can just give another mention as well, because it is his first year at this level, I think Louis Story's been excellent as well.
Picture with him with Ben Franklin, of course, who got the under-19s player. Obviously, made the bench a few times this season, even got on the pitch. So it's a name to look out for. But as you say, Louis, we've said it in commentary a couple of times, he's a Rolls-Royce of a player, isn't he? Yeah, especially when he's given the space that other teams...
I think the thing with Louis is, and it's kind of been overlooked a little bit. Now, and I think we've spoke about this maybe privately, Dave, but he's jumped up from the Northern League.
Yeah.
Admittedly in a very good Hebburn side, but he's jumped up from the Northern League, and within 2 years he's playing against literally the best of non-league football.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone in against Charlton Athletic, who were League One side at the time and not looked out of place. He's gone in against Football League clubs and not looked out of place. And, you know, I think we shouldn't underplay. And another thing, he's done it whilst being a player coach. So he's got those duties as well. I don't think you should overlook just how well he's done to take that on. Although I've just picked him up there. Robbie Tinkler.
A lot of people have obviously agreed. But it is such a... I mean, so many players, especially the back end of the season, have really stepped it up. And, if it had been right across the season, it might have been a lot harder to pick out player of the year, but there was definitely some contenders there. Paul Hodgins put a top quality match commentary and podcast all season. Thank you very much. It wouldn't be as good without these lads. It'd be awful if it was just me.
David's awful with you.
Yeah. Ethan and Cam were well-deserved winners, and hashtag Patrick there, he's entered into the competition. Lots of people have entered in, so amazing, thank you very much. We haven't got the highlights from yesterday to go on, but what I'm going to go through, I'll start with Davey, because we're going to go with favourite moment and favourite or game of the season, Davey, you go first.
Oh, favourite game of the season. I was going to ask you these questions. I was having a look at the results and sort of some of the standout ones. Obviously, the things that were not counting, obviously, we nearly beat them. The 1-1 draw early on in the season. I don't know, it was that sort of turning point for me when we started realizing we could sort of do this, like a way to Wealdstone. I know it's, you know, sounds quite underwhelming, but that 2-1 win away at Wealdstone was a real sort of turning point for me. When we started believing in ourselves. Probably the result of the season for us was probably Eastleigh 5-2 away. You know, we went down, you know, big hole on a Tuesday night, tired. I'll be honest, I didn't think we'd get anything. You know, I thought it was probably a step too far at that time. You know, we'd won 6 off the belt and just demolished them 5-2. I'd probably put that East League game.
Mm-hmm. I think this is the moment of the season where I thought we're going to be all right or we're going to battle was the Stevenage game. I think up until that, half an hour spell that we had, we hadn't played on the front foot all season. Not like the way we finished the season, but that was the first glimpse that we got of Gateshead going to be competitive. And especially against a team that's ultimately won promotion to League One as well. So let's not, you know, undermine what that result was. But we took them to the brink and, they scored. It was a bit of a calamity at the back for us, wasn't it? Which was a bit of a story at the beginning of the season. But I think that was the main moment of the season. That was the turning point. And then I think obviously the semi-final was a big one. Hard to look past. Mickey, you got yours?
Mine's quite different to yours. After watching the Halifax game and the Farsley game, where I thought we're lucky not to get beat in both games. Especially after the Farsley game, I thought I'd come out and I thought, Jesus. But then we played Torquay. And we absolutely battered Torquay, but couldn't get that second goal. And I went away thinking from that game, if we can absolutely batter them, I can't see why we can't stay out. And that gave me more hope that game. Mm-hmm. My favourite game, what I was at, was the York away game. I thought we played absolutely excellent there. But the moment of the season has got to be Monty's second penalty save and then Louis putting the penalty, resulting penalty away. I cannot look past them for the favourite moments of the season.
Yeah.
But Mark, the turning point for me was the Torquay game.
Yeah.
That gave me the hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting when you talk about turning points, because I've got a piece coming out with Adam Campbell over the next few weeks. Well, certainly before Wembley.
I didn't know that, but it's always a good introduction for Mark when he goes, I've got a piece on this.
Yeah. And he talks about the turning point, which is a game I think not many will suspect. So I'm not saying what it is, but I always think sometimes you need to go over with what players think, because they're the ones in the dressing room and they know. But mm-hmm. I think from my point of view, yeah, my favourite moment, it has to be the semi-final, that seeing Monty save that penalty. And then not once when Louis stepped up did I think he's not going to score here. You know, I love the fact that it was a well-taken penalty, but he didn't, I think he said it last night at the awards, he sort of didn't take in, didn't process what had just happened. Because when you look at his celebration, there isn't really one. He just sort of casually ambles away and then all the players go over to him. In terms of my favourite game, best result, I think Eastleigh has to be, you know, because they were in the playoffs at the time. They were in form. We shouldn't forget Gateshead had beaten Aldernham on the Monday. Had travelled straight down to, travelled down. They hadn't come home. And then went in against a very, very good Eastleigh side and bossed them, playing the sort of football that we know we're going to see from Gateshead, and really embarrassed one of the better sides. Again, I don't think you can look beyond Boreham Wood just last week as well, by the way.
Yeah.
That's another place where not a lot of teams go and get good wins, and to do it in the way that they did, just phenomenal. The only damn part of that night was that I had to spend it with Dave at Heaven Town.
It was an interesting game of football, wasn't it, Mark?
It was.
But no, obviously people put up there before. Mick Scully's put Aldershot away was a turning point for me. We hadn't showed up against them in the home game, and to beat them away from home was massive.
Can I just say it quickly? I know we've been positive. Aldershot at home was the low point for me.
Awful.
That early kickoff was, and I've said this to Mike, so I don't mind saying it on here when I was having a bit of a chat with him. That for me, I came away from that game thinking, there's trouble here, because it was so lethargic and such an ungator-like performance. You know, all the shot aren't a great side. I will take that for as long as I can. They're just not a good side. Yet, was it three? It was two or three, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Two.
But it could have been more. And didn't create a lot. And I remember coming away thinking, it's going to have to be a hell of a second half of the season to turn things around here. Sure enough, we've seen that. But yeah, that was a low point.
You know, these mid-table 14 positions are really boring, aren't they? You want to be in the middle.
Do you know what's funny, right? So I always do 4-4-2 season preview for the National League. So I've done that for the last few years. But what they do is they ask you to do it in June, so before anything's happened, so any transfers or anything like that. So I wrote mine before Macker and Kedwin went to Notts County. And then I think actually it was submitted on the day that got announced. So I had to quickly try and adjust it. And I think I may have put either 15th or 16th as the finish.
Yeah.
Oh. And then was it the... Oh, what friendly was it we did, Dave?
Harrogate, yeah.
It was Harrogate. And Louis Story brought up what I said. And not flattering terms, shall we say. I think I always thought that Gator would stay up. I never doubted that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, barring maybe brief thoughts after that, the game I've just spoke about. But there's confidence in this management team. There's a togetherness. There's a, you know, you can see the players trust them. I heard that from Adam Campbell yesterday when I interviewed him after the game. You know, that they believe in, you saw Robbie Tinkler did it last week, they believe in the management team. And it's not very often you get that at football clubs when there was that belief between the dressing room and the management team.
Well, during the commentary yesterday, we talked about how fluid the side was, and we were even trying to guess where players were going to be playing. Tinkler was centre-back, right-wing-back. He was midfield at one point. It's so fluid, and it's happened at the right time. And obviously, you know, obviously we can get excited for Wembley, but we should be, because the way we played yesterday, you know, we made Maidenhead they just chased shadows for 90 minutes. It was ridiculous. And for them to be in that mood, and also as well, that team is...
Slow the game down.
They're
3-0, 4-0 down, and they're slowing the game down.
Yeah, it's all of them players were eligible to play as well that started. So that could be the Wembley lineup, maybe Montgomery and goal, I would imagine. But yeah, absolutely amazing. And Mike commented on that. He said, these players are well-drilled. They know what the number to say, if they want to know what Marshall wants to know. Marshall, sorry, everybody.
How many times will you get used to get that wrong?
I know. Ever since I got corrected and I seen his dad on the way out, but I couldn't speak to him.
Hello, Mr. Marshall.
All the players know what the other jobs are to do. And I think the best part of that, what we've seen, was Magny and Story. The way they swapped fluidly the positions in midfield, and Magny would just drop back in the defence to cover Louis' run forward or vice versa. It was a thing of beauty, absolutely beautiful.
I think, you know, one thing we shouldn't overlook is how good the recruitment's been second half of the season.
Cool.
I think by their own admission, there were some missteps made in terms of signings earlier in the season. But after Christmas, you know, when the Denangas and Ed Francis and people like that came in, Callum Whelan, it's been faultless. It's been faultless. Stephen Wern, you know, they've come in and just done a job. And I think great credit to Busted, to Mike, to Louis, to Rob Elliott for identifying these players, because it's been such a good second half of the season.
Well, Mick Scully's put... I think it took the players longer than may have expected to adjust to the National League. I think Ollie struggled early on. But once he settled, the team improved. I think with the change of tactics as well, allowed Ollie to get more space. And I think, let's be honest, we're playing at a higher level. These teams do the homework. They knew that everything we were doing was coming through Ollie the previous season. So they were just hounding him when he got the ball. He didn't have the space to be able to, you know, knock it away or get that extra touch. So it has been a learning curve for everybody. And obviously the management, they're always learning. If you listen to them in interviews, it's all about the process and learning. And they've learned to put this formation and style into play, which is suits all the players. It looks beautiful. It's easy on the eye, and it's simple. Pass it into space. Move. It's it's not rocket science. But I don't know how long Mark can stay with us. But we've got a message here from Cowies. But I hope you don't underestimate how high quality the commentary is. It's when Mark's there, and the podcasts you produce are without the club. Without it, the club wouldn't be as public facing as it is. Use our getaway drug. Use it, a getaway drug. There we go. Very nice. Thank you very much. But no, well, I have got Mark here, and obviously Charlotte as well has been on the commentaries this season. But a big thank you to Mark because he's spot on. He likes to correct us on air, and I have to take.
I do. It's what I do best. Make sure keeping you right.
Yeah.
I love it when he does a pun, and I could just hear you going, "Oh no."
Because I turn and look at his face, and he won't look at us. That's all I get.
yesterday was a good day. It was a long day, but it was a good way to end off the league season. Obviously, I was late because I was covering the Spartans game beforehand, but I got there in decent time, just 10 minutes in the game, so I didn't miss any goals.
Well, they kept the goals for you. They looked round and seen, and then thought, we'll kick it in.
You didn't see, but I said, right now, lads, you know. look beyond Mike and Busted to the real tactical genius.
9 goals in 2 games, not too bad, huh? Not too shabby.
It was, yeah. I know it's not
just a lot easy. Lot to write about, though.
It was. I know it's not always the most comfortable subject to discuss on here, but a great win for Spartans. Kept them in that league, which is
makes that league very interesting next year, doesn't it? For the local
Spartans.
Spenny just dropped you to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Spenny were unlucky, because at one point they were in the playoffs.
I know.
For a good proportion of the afternoon, they were in the playoffs. And then just sort of dropped out towards the end, which weirdly did Spartans as well.
Scarborough. I know, it's good. Who do you think will come up in the playoffs?
Probably
Kidderminster. They've got the form, haven't they, going in? But obviously, Kings Lynn are the team, second.
I think Kings Lynn. Do you know what's really interesting? So those 10 teams could have gone in the playoffs yesterday, apart from the ones that weren't confirmed. And I think I saw a stat that there was only 3 teams in the whole division didn't have anything to play for yesterday, which is crazy. But the other thing is, Chorley, with 15 minutes of the season, were 5th in the league and in the playoffs. With 15 minutes left, in the season. By full time, I think they were 13th.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
13th in the division.
That's mad. God.
Crazy.
You seen this comment here, Mark? Dave and Mark are the best partnership since Ben Clark and James Curtis. I'm sure Ben Clark will have a thing to say about that. But
I just feel sorry for Macca and Keds after last season, but never mind.
I know.
yesterday was a good day. I mean, you can probably tell I'm suffering with a bit of a bug at the moment, so it was a long day.
Well, now where that come from, Croft Park? Probably horse flu.
Ever the charm.
Can you cut his microphone off?
I think see, we can, yeah.
I can turn it off myself if you just want.
Seeing Gator put in that performance, it made it easier to get through. And then the atmosphere in the room last night when we had the awards night was brilliant. There was a lot of banter flying around, which everyone took in good heart. Bernard said some really nice words, which were greatly appreciated as well. But it's just been great. It's been a great season with the club, and I've enjoyed each and every minute of it. And I'm looking forward to
Wembley,
despite the company I'll be keeping.
what can I say? Well, you're always welcome in Block 139, Mark.
You might be there. But Mark, no, seriously, as I say, if you don't follow Mark on Twitter, please do. Just don't know his name there. But no, as I say, without Mark, I think he's elevated us on the commentary, definitely. So
I say one thing about Mark on last night's pod, on the Player of the Year do, when he was stood up on the stairs, he said, "It's not very often I get a chance to look down on everyone." I did enjoy that one, I must admit.
I had to point out It wasn't my idea to stand up there, by the way. I don't want anyone thinking, thinking I demanded to be looking down on people. But no, it was good. It was a good night, a really good night. And I think it was just lovely seeing the reaction to the players. And, you know, again, we go back. And I always say this when I'm on, I don't like looking back. But you think how disconnected the club was not so long ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've ever seen a more united Gateshead for many a year, which is only going to be a good thing going forward. I wrote at the start of the season that this season would provide challenges, and the thing that would get the club through it would be the togetherness, and I think that's come through even more towards the end of the season. And hopefully there'll be one last
year in London.
Yeah.
And a lot of Jack Daniels drunk.
Yeah. I'm going to have to carry Mark, I think.
You are going to carry.
So, Mark, do you have a well-deserved rest at the end of after the Wembley game? Is that for work-wise, or are you straight into pre-season and goodness knows what else?
Well, look, let's be honest, right? My season's finished sort of, apart from Wembley, in the last week or so.
Yeah.
But in that time, I've had five managerial departures now, because there's one gone. Well, Mark Nash has left North Shields today. So that's five managerial departures, two appointments, a playoff. There was Ashington coming up yesterday. So this will set the tone for the summer. So this is, everyone says this, you must be quiet in the summer. Well, no, because players are leaving clubs, players are signing for clubs. You know, there's loads of stuff going on. So, and then you get into pre-season within, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
Who's got the Dunstan job? Has that been announced yet, or...?
No, it hasn't been announced yet.
So Mark Nash will probably be on his way there then?
I don't think so.
Really?
Nah.
Mark's in the know, he knows. But on that note, Mark, thank you for joining us. I know you've been under the weather, so we'll say thank you and we'll see you soon.
I'm going to go and inject whiskey in my veins now just to forget how...
Oh, well. 3 weeks of that, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
But, Any kids listening, don't drink.
Don't try that at home.
Right, otherwise, you look like me.
Yeah.
But, thanks for everything, lads. And
thanks, Mark.
Speak to you all soon. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I will do. Thank you.
Yes. Take care, Mark. What's your name, bud?
We go. That was Mark Carruthers. Right. I've got lots of messages coming in. Still lots to talk about. And also, as well, hashtag Patrick. Say we can, you can win the merch, this t-shirt here and the coat, which we'll put on again very shortly. But that leaves us to play a message from our sponsors, because we haven't done that yet, for Northern Print Solutions. And as I say, over 10 years, they've sponsored us, whether it be on StreamYard or on here. They've paid for our subscription to help us be able to broadcast. And also after this, we'll play the merch that you can win. So one second, I'll just get this video up if I can get there. So this is from our sponsors, Patrick, and then remember, hashtag Patrick. Well, there you go. So you can win that hashtag Patrick. Say that, well, we're on about Patrick. Someone's put what the opinions on the Wembley shirt. Well, I've got it to put up. It is an absolute banger of a shirt, isn't it? So
I like it.
Yeah,
definitely.
There it is. Look at it, gorgeous. Look at that.
Is it going online? Is it going to be able to buy
apparently
it online?
That it's been available.
It went online yesterday.
Yesterday it did. So people.
Oh, yeah.
People are purchasing. I've seen that. So £40 for an adult, £40 for junior.
It's absolutely lush.
It is.
I just hope again. There's a size where about first couch like me can get in it.
Just going to see if. I think we'll be able to breathe in, Mickey. But no, beautiful.
There's breathing in and gunning blue.
Well, see, John has put love the Wembley shirt. We've got more people entering there. Fantastic. And also as well, the Wembley merch as well, that was on sale yesterday.
Yeah, I was down there yesterday.
So good.
There'll go there.
Yeah, I was down there yesterday. I got down about 10-1. I spent quite a bit of money. Trina spent quite a bit of money. Emmy spent quite a bit of money, and a lot of people were spending quite a lot of money.
Yeah, quite like the hoodies.
Yeah,
they nice. Have sold out of the bucket hats. They're going to have to go and get some more.
Have they?
More the bucket hats have gone.
Good seller, and there's obviously them ones there. I did have the polo top one, but for some reason hasn't uploaded. But also, while we're on, big happy birthday to Rob Elliott. There we go.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Robbie.
The best beard in non-league football, or football in general. There we go. So people are putting it in. We've got there. The shirt is beautiful. Hashtag Patrick. Yeah, it is. It's a lovely one. Brill. I wish. What's that? Brill. I wish it had done a 4XL.
I'm with you.
I served you, Mickey.
Yes, I know you did.
Yeah, you definitely spent
a bit.
Our shirts ordered, fantastic. From work up there, we've got 1 second. Brilliant. Can't wait to get one of them mailed over here to Michigan. Yes, I forgot to tell you, we have a fan in Michigan now, a gated fan. So we're going to try and endeavour to get him on before Wembley. If he's
Martin DeFont.
Yeah, Martin DeFont.
Yeah, Martin, come on. Get yourself on it.
You're not from Flint, Michigan, are you? I don't know if anyone's heard about Flint, Michigan. The water is very flammable there due to fracking. It's often been the news over there in America.
What
I see, honest, the key to my podcast is nothing but educational.
All I can say is welcome aboard the good ship here, Martin. It's nice to have you here.
See, we've got quite a few fans over the other side of the
pond. There was a guy come over from Canada yesterday just for the game as well.
Was there really? Was it Perrin or was it somebody else?
No. Well, it was. I forgot the guy's name. You know, I see him all the time. And I keep forgetting his name.
Oh, you should have.
He come over. He flew over from Canada.
He's from Marquette, Michigan, Upper Peninsula. So he's up the top bit there.
Welcome aboard, Sunshine.
I'm right in thinking Michigan's above Chicago, isn't it? Am I right?
I've got a clue.
It's a pretty nippy area up there, I think, in the winter time. I think it's close to the Canadian border. Wow. So there you go. Oops, I'll put the message back up. But so absolutely fantastic. Lads, say that the show's flew by. Mark was great crack as ever. But we can start looking to Wembley now, can't we? And just
We can't really, because we need to talk about Crid winning the player of the year for the lasses. Don't you dare go past the lasses.
I'm not going to go past the ladies. Don't worry. I did have the picture of her downloaded, but it hasn't uploaded here. Also, I've got this one here. 1 second. You talk about it and I'll get the picture up.
Well, let's put it this way. Crid's been absolutely fantastic. Not just her goals, but her work rate. She's added a lot to the team, and the amount of goals she's scored and her performances, it was a knocking bet. But there was a few others in there who pushed her, I must admit. One of our probably the best, most improved players we've had this season is Dion. Mm-hmm. I've got to give a lot of credit to Dion, because she's started to get more vocal on the pitch. She's good, getting a really good fullback. I mean, she's still young. You've got Shaw Hoagie, who's come in and added a bit into midfield. She's had a few injury things, but Hannah's been good as well. I mean, there's a fair few of them played really well, but I couldn't say past Crid for player of the year. She's been absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's just, I would argue anyone come down and come and say a player. If there's going to be games on a week of Sunday and West allotment away on the following Thursday, if you get a chance, come down, because you'd be really, really impressed. But there's some good players in there. You've got Jess, Sophie, Maddie as well. They're all really good footballers. And Carl and Hugo and Rusty are putting a really good team together there.
So it's quite exciting. Season, doesn't it? If they can get a full pre-season under the belt and they can start off with this bunch of players, then it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, and you've got one player who hasn't even played due to injury, and hopefully over the summer she gets over injuries, and Jess Douglas can come into the side as well. And poor Libby. It's a shame. Libby's got the ACL. She's still waiting for the op.
Oh, that's
so
it's unfortunate.
Because Libby's a bloody good player as well.
Yeah. I have got this picture. Don't worry, it is coming. I have downloaded it. I'm just trying to get it up.
So I'll tell you, another shout for...
Sorry.
A week comes Sunday, they've got Thornaby at home. But Thornaby didn't turn up for the Chester Street game, so hopefully they've got enough squad members, because when we were down there, they had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get a team together, because they're a lovely bunch of people as well from Thornaby. They've made us really, really welcome. So I hope we can get that game on. If not, it's going to be the following Thursday at West Allotment away.
Oh, just while we're on, we have got a message here just to confirm. It was, 1 second, there we go, get it up. It was his brother, Lou Allen.
It was Stu, yeah. I thought it was Stu.
Yeah.
So, he came over from Toronto, yeah.
Yeah, so fantastic, good dedication there. Who, is he coming over for the final, or is he...
He's got to go home unless he would. I was talking to him yesterday when we were getting my merchandise, and he said if he hadn't known they were going to go to the Wembley final, he would have changed the date and come for Wembley.
Yeah.
It was really nice to meet him. He's a nice lad.
Typical. Well, what I can tell you is now is that we have 33 people watching live on stream, and we've got 22 entrants in the. So if you'd like to enter, hashtag Patrick, we'll be doing the draw very, very shortly. And we'll be doing another one as well on the 17th when we do the big Wembley show before we go to Wembley. We've got here Darren Walden. Great news for me. Tell me, Marmy Ma. Oh, he's managed to get time off.
Oh, absolutely spot on. I'm delighted for you, Darren. I was talking to him yesterday, and we're really hopeful. I said, I'm not a religious man, so I kind of pray for him.
Yeah.
Because if I get near a church, I'll get hit by lightning.
But we're getting excited now, though, aren't we? Yeah, you know, it's becoming real now, isn't it? Like, we're going to Wembley, lads. I think
Mickey's more excited about me coming out the water at Tynemouth.
You know what it is?
Yes.
I thought this figure was really important. Do you see that? Hang on.
Yeah.
That's today's sea
temperature. The sea! Get in. Charles Woff's offered to take photographs, by the way. He says he's got a lovely telephoto lens that can get close in for you and make it look bigger.
It's not having an audience. So there we go. We've got here, cheers for the tab last night, Mickey, lifesaver.
Says he could help himself, so he'd forgot his tab. Bless him.
Well, I've got a message from Charles Woff to read out. It's quite funny. Arvid, the Viking.
He's coming as well, isn't he?
But he's in Mallorca at the minute doing a bike ride. He's put knackered man calling from Mallorca. See us all at Wembley. Oh, God.
Yeah. Can't wait, Arvid.
Yeah. And John Dick, welcome. Well done to Darren making the Wembley match. My son is at sea as well. He can't make it. Oh, devastating. Oh,
good, yeah.
And get that fake tan on, Davey, mate. No, you're all right.
Well, funny you should say that, because Davey Steele's got him some marine grease.
Oh, he has. while the worrying he was offering to put it on.
We were both offering, but we were mixing it with sand at the time.
Yeah. Right, so we've got a message from Charles Woff, club photographer, of course. But hi, Davey. Unfortunately, I'll not be able to listen to the podcast tomorrow. I'll be available when you emerge from the North Sea in your James Bond Speedos to take photos. But it's amazing to be able to give you the Linford Christie lunchbox using the Photoshop. being pitch site today, I overheard on the security radio, Batman is vaping in the stand. Okay, where is he? He's standing next to the tomato sauce bottle. Just made in her pants and fancy dress. It was fantastic. You hear that over the radio, is it?
They were good value, weren't they? They were fans.
They got quite loud for 87 of them. They reminded me of
They never stopped singing, but I've got to say, I was very disappointed in the clothesline yesterday. Very disappointed. Quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, a bit quiet. Certainly were. Yeah.
Until we scored and...
Mm-hmm.
Get your act together, lads.
James, Was it one of those games where we just, because we felt we were going to beat them kind of thing? Was it a bit complacency? Was it?
I just think it was end of season and they're keeping the powder dry for Wembley, I think.
Aye, that's fair enough.
Wait, we've got 5 minutes, so if you haven't put hashtag...
Come on, get it in.
Bear in mind as well, I hope you're, if you're entering, please enter if you're in the country so we can get it to you.
and in the country, but on the mainland, that would be quite useful as well.
Yeah,
the exact islands.
Come on, Martin, get entering because I want to see Davey's face when he's got to pay the postage.
Hey, Martin, do not. hashtag Patrick, greetings from West Peterborough, lads and lasses. 3 weeks today. Yes, 3 weeks today. We'll know either way, won't we? We'll be celebrating or commiserating, but hey, whatever the result, I'm going to be
13 happy. Minutes until I get on my train.
they had 87 and outsung us for most of the game. Kudos to them. Yeah, they weren't all out. They were good, very good support. And look, they got a bit nervous though when Torquay scored.
You know, when their goals started going in and I was starting and Torquay were 1-0 up, I was thinking, God, it's not going to happen, is it? Bloody hell.
I thought if Torquay had got a second and we got the fourth, I think they would their underpants would have been worse than mine on the playoff semi, the FA Trophy semi-final.
Well, yeah. At half-time, I was looking at their Twitter account and there was some worried people. I think if Torquay weren't playing Wrexham, if they were playing somebody, you know, a weaker team, I think they would have been sweating on the top line.
Yeah, I think so.
But credit to them, you know, them and Dorkin, you know, it's to be above that dotted line at the end of the season, which was
exactly.
And same for us as well. That was what we wanted to be. I mean, you know, we've done it in style in the end, but as long as we're above that dotted line.
Yeah,
I said 16th to 18th. I thought that's where we'd finish around that position.
Mm-hmm.
We finished in 14th, and
you know
that's
what?
A good season.
Well, the biggest 11 from them was when Wrexham scored. Elliot Lee.
We finished 11 points off the playoffs. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Actually, think that, you know. If you'd have said that like 3 months ago, we would have just
believe them players are that lazy they didn't even get near the playoffs. I'm only joking, but you know, hey, I mean, obviously the season is over, and obviously we've still got Wembley to come. But you know, Mike, Ian, Louis, you know, Carl, Rob, you know, Chris, everyone involved in the coaching team, massive hats off to you. You've we've made it look easy at the end. We had that wobble, you know, where we looked like it could have been. You know, starting to look like we were going to go in the wrong direction. But look, they stuck to the principles. And as Mark said, the players that were able to bring in, I mean, Wern, Dinanga, and under the radar signing, really. I mean, we knew of him, but we didn't think he'd be a player that was coming to Gateshead. And, you know, with Dinanga's goals, ultimately with everybody else, has saved us. And it's what a signing.
Well, you can go back as far. I put it on Twitter today. So all the lads are coming on loan. I've thanked them for their efforts. Callum Whelan, Philip Marshall, Ed Francis, Camel Conter, and Danny Elliott. Danny Elliott scored some important goals for this football club.
He did.
He helped us in the FA Trophy as well. Let's not forget.
I went on Twitter this morning. It was like the bloody Oscars. Mickey was thanking everybody.
I had to yesterday because... I'll see it again live on air. The lasses players in the gate, the lads all made a fuss of my nephew. None said, can I have my photograph taken? Not one of them made an arse of it. Even Kenton pulled a load of the lads around, so he had a picture with about six of the gated lads, and my nephew was absolutely buzzing when he went home.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. But so, at least you didn't do a Will Smith and go up the stairs and slap Mark.
I mean, even Pink's giving me his tie.
Yeah.
Did he really? Good lad. Just on final note about yesterday, decent crowd, I thought. 1,300, it's all right.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're talking, what, 1,250 home in there. It's, you know, the hard call's growing. The hard call's growing. That's what we want. You know
it wasn't long ago that would have been 700-800 max, that kind of game.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I don't know, for the last few seasons, you know, it's the last game of the season. We've all I mean, yeah, last season was the championship thing. But seasons before that, we've always had last game of the season for some reason. We've always had a half decent, what I would call a half decent attendance.
Yeah,
I don't know why that is.
Yeah, good turnout anyway.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. I'm pleased as punch for the lads because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got a message here that one there. Obviously, Kenton. Hope Kenton is fit for the final. Makers put very impressed with Gated FC window display at the Metropole Bar on High Street. It'd be nice to see more businesses in the town centre get behind the club. Well, I put a post in Lowfell Local, which has got quite a good few thousand in, asking if they were going to be doing the same on Lowfell for Gated as they did for Newcastle, and there was no replies. So, but yeah,
for everything you need an ad,
doesn't it? Yeah, so they're quite happy enough to have their landmark desecrated with another team's shirt. Charlotte put the players have been fantastic with the kids all season. Selfies, autographs, nothing was a bother. Very much appreciated.
It is. They were absolutely sound. Even the lasses.
And if you notice as well, like the lads at the end of it are in an away game, they'll come across to the fans and actually sort of shake hands and all that with the travelling heat army. I think that's great.
Right. Well, we're going to give away the Patrick merchandise.
Come on.
Everybody, if you haven't got it in, it's too late. And
good luck, whoever's entered.
Yeah, good luck, lads and girls.
Here we go. Oh, it's tense. Oh, it's Trina.
Trina.
Oh, you know what it is that I seen John's name in there from Michigan. I'm only joking, John. Trina's won.
Wow.
There we go.
People, well, there you go.
I will press it again so people think it. No, it isn't a fix. Just to show you that it is completely random.
Oh, this is just teasing people. Oh, look at this.
I know. Let's have a look at what you could have won. Mason Ford. Sorry.
Yeah. I tell you what. I'll have a word with Trina. If she doesn't want it, I'll give it to Mason Ford.
Oh, well,
that's good of you.
Lovely stuff. So there we go. But no, I'll say a massive thank you to everybody that has been with us this season, whether it be in a commentary or the podcast. There's been times when it hasn't been pretty. There's been times when it's been hard. We've on the podcast, we always try and say positive. We'll give everyone a chance to say what they want. Look, it's ended in the best way we possibly could ever have hoped this season, if not better. Dreamland, really. It's just been an amazing season. And thank you to Davey, even though it took him a while to get on, and then he buggered off. But can I just say that? Just think about what we've had this season. We've had people from America, Australia on the podcast. We had you in Antarctica live. We've had celebrities tweet. We've had it's been one hell of a season, really, hasn't it? It's this little podcast, it's had a high reach.
It's the podcast. I thoroughly enjoy doing sometimes I enjoy doing the podcast. Depends on what's being said.
It's when we meet and crows on your feed, that's when he doesn't enjoy it.
I think sometimes we'll have some really, really fickle fans who drive you maybe around the bend. But that's football in general, I know.
Exactly, yeah.
Everyone's got their opinion and everyone's hot-headed in the moment, and the phone's an easy thing to pick up, isn't it? And put things like that. Well, Ken Webster's put, see you at Wembley. You'll see us on the 17th because we're doing a show then. So,
17th is a big show on the 17th, by the way.
Well, we're still trying to get another guest on. We've got, what's his name?
Get his name right.
Graves. But it looks like Jeff Winter one might be pre-recorded because it looks like Middlesbrough could be at home in the playoffs because big Middlesbrough fan. So, but still green to come on. So that should be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And there we go. Best bit was Mickey nipping out for some batteries. Yeah, that was a good point.
Yeah, good one, that one, Colin.
Yeah, for the batteries. When my daughter got the makeup on her face.
Oh, yeah.
What else? I remember once that when we first started doing it on video, I had to run outside and move the car.
Someone knocked on the door.
And Mickey didn't do anything. He just sat there and looked at the camera.
Oh, well, this is good, isn't it? And there was the camel's hoof.
Yeah, so it was a good one, wasn't it? The day after my 66, so there we go. We're making a birthday episode, Ken, because it's my birthday on the 15th. So there we go. We'll have a can while we're on.
Me and Davey Steele are saying happy birthday to you.
Exactly.
Fantastic. We got there. So proud of the lads. 14th finish in the league. And an FA Trophy final. Massive achievement.
Can I just say something to David here where we're on? Davey really struggles with travel. And he's going on the train to Wembley and he's absolutely bricking it. Davey, you'll be fine. You've got Hebby and them there. Don't worry, bud.
It'll be fantastic. It's going to be a lovely, lovely occasion. And just got to enjoy it all. Take it all in. We've got from Vanessa. Congratulations from Wickham. The Heat have been my other team since 93. I did pop over the stadium for when Dorkin match. Looking forward to seeing you all at Wembley. Fantastic. Thank you, Vanessa, because I think that's the first
was she one of the high Wickham?
I think
Downley,
so. Yeah.
Downley Donkey. It was a Downley Donkey.
Yeah.
The pub.
Yeah. And all John's, but hope your mum's okay. Yeah, my mum, bless her. She's a double amputee below the leg, and she's got muscular dystrophy like me, but she's a lot weaker in her arm, so she kind of got up. And just after the full-time whistle, she fell out of bed, so I couldn't stay for the awards last night. So a lot of people have been asking. She's all right, so we've managed to get her up. But she hurt her knees a little bit, but she's made a tough old stuff, me mum. But she's going through it at the minute. But thank you very much for your message. We've still got messages coming in. Thank you, everyone. Say great to see Ethan Pye on the score sheet yesterday. It was a beautiful header as well, wasn't it?
Good header. Yeah. We were right behind it, and you could see where it was going.
As soon as it left his head, that was going.
Oh, right. Belton header.
Unfortunately, we haven't got the
header. It was scored from a corner.
I know.
That was the scary shit. Who was it? Eastley? The way I was made a liar. I says, don't worry, our corners, lads. It's not exactly a strong point.
Yeah.
And who's got Bailey scores from a header?
Well, Mr. Luke's jumping up and down, hitting the lights. He needs to stop growing. So, yeah, fantastic.
I tell you, are you seeing Luke lately?
Yeah, he's. I think he's
scored. He's like, boomf.
He's feet in a grow bag, isn't he?
He's got horse shit in his shoes.
I was put it the polite way, Mickey.
Yeah.
What pubs have Gator been given for Wembley? Is it the Green Man? Yeah, Green Man. So there you go.
By the way, two teams in form as well. Halifax Gator. I mean, the form table there. What was it? Halifax
13th and 14th.
Yeah,
in the league overall.
But doesn't the heart bleed that their main striker's suspended for the game?
Is he
really?
Yeah, he got a red card, didn't he?
I don't know. Get in.
Got a straight red in the last game before.
Wow.
Game. Jesus.
That's a bit gutting for the lad, but obviously good for us.
Yeah.
I'm gutted for the lad there. I'd be absolutely devastated at me.
Missing out on Wembley.
Oh. I bet he was pleading with the referee just for the yellow.
Yeah. I can't remember how you pronounce his name as well, so it's probably even better for me.
Desiree.
David, just before you go on, yesterday's commentary, it was superb. But right at the beginning, when you were reading out Maidenhead players, you were struggling a little bit, weren't you?
I love that.
Full disclosure, dyslexic, and I'll look at it, I'll read it out in my head, and I'll practice it a few times, especially if it's a dodgy name. And then I'm going through and I'm looking at make sure the stream's working, looking at the pitch, and then trying to think all these things. And then all of a sudden I just go into but I do get it eventually. Apologies, everybody.
I feel really bad for highlighting that now. I'm really sorry, Tim.
Halifax have appealed the red card, so we'll see if that happens. How is everyone going down? I think that should be to Wembley.
Yeah.
Train, yeah.
25 past 8 train on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock back. Apparently, the 9 o'clock is fully booked.
Yeah,
I think everyone I've spoken to has come back on the 9 o'clock train.
Yeah,
that'd be a good train.
has the latest season ended? I think Sam must have been a little bit late to the party.
There's a couple of games left, Sam. We're sitting, I think it's fifth or sixth. I did look the other day, but I've been asleep since then.
Yeah. Oh, well, fantastic. But
for a team three seasons old.
Yeah. Two. I mean, there you go. Fourth. There you go, from Dion.
Well, thanks, Dion.
Yeah, amazing. Right, well, we'll wrap it up there, lads. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll come back on the 17th, unless anything else happens in the meantime. We might have another show, but we're going to keep pushing everything you see about the club at Wembley. If you see any merch things, just retweet it. Anything about Wembley, the club, anything that you see, go out there, articles. Let's just get Tyneside knowing about it. And hopefully we can, you know, have more interest. If the club wins, we'll have more people jumping on the bandwagon and hopefully falling in love with the club. And as I say, little podcasts like this, to find that we've got a new fan over in Michigan there. I think it's John, isn't it? So, you know, little things like that show that the podcast works and that he found the commentary yesterday, so he's happy to be tuned into that. So if we can keep doing that each season and building the Heat Army, as it were, we'll be definitely be doing good things. But lads, a pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you to Patrick as well for the merch. Davey hasn't got his yet. He'll be getting it soon. Mickey's got his. Yeah. And
thank you to Patrick. And
huge.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully you get a bigger shirt for some of those fat lads that watch Gated. A little kind of few fat lads who watch Gated. So get some in. Get some made, lads.
That's the words of Mickey Barris, not myself. I thought they're all very slim and slender. But on that note, we're going to play with the pack and then we'll end there. So thank you.
Yeah, I'm the leader of the fat men.
That's all you can say, really, isn't it?
I'm sorry.